Hi, my name is Owen Randall. I'm 12 years old. Today's date is December 2nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Christina Randall, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Cape Coral, Florida. So, Mom, tell us what Bahrain was like.
Bahrain is an independent island nation off the coast of Saudi Arabia. And it takes about probably half an hour to drive from one end of the island to the other. So it's very small. It's a desert climate. So it's very humid and temperatures can get as high as 132 degrees Fahrenheit. Not a lot of greenery. It's formerly a British territory.
Okay, so you said it gets up to 132, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the highest it got while you were there or the highest it's ever gotten?
I haven't done enough research to know how high it's ever gotten, but when I was there, it was up to 132.
So, in Bahrain, did you know any cool people? Like, popular people or...
Yes, I went to school with the local royalty. I went with diplomats and ministers' children. I knew the Prince of Sudan. People from all over, from Egypt and Jordan and all kinds of places. Greece.
Okay, so this one's going to be a little tough to answer, but while you were there, who was your best friend?
I had three best friends.
All right, I'll take that.
You want their names?
Yeah.
Oh. There was... Mike, he was okay. Filipino. There was Ahmed, and he was Bahraini. And there was Majid, and he was half Native American, half Saudi.
Nice. All right, did you ever learn to speak Arabic?
A little bit. I understand more than I speak, but I haven't used it in a really long time.
Okay, do you still know any?
A little bit.
Can you say something?
Ana bahaba habibi.
What does that mean?
It means I love you, my darling.
Nice. So, why were you in Bahrain?
I transferred over before the summer between my junior and senior year of high school to live with my father, who was in the military. And I ended up staying and starting my college career there. So, I graduated from high school there.
All right. What branch was your father in?
Navy.
All right, was he in a high-ranking position, or was he just there?
He was a lieutenant. He was a pilot. He worked very closely with the Pentagon and Colin Powell. And he did a lot of work with the Russians at the time.
Nice. And didn't you mention to me before we started this that he was one of the Blue Angels?
Yes.
Nice. And now that he's unfortunately passed, have you noticed that there's only four now?
No, I didn't pay attention to that.
Okay, well, there is. They never found a replacement. You hear that, guys? My grandpa's a baller. All right. So how many countries have you been to? Just like a rough estimate. Doesn't have to be exact.
Oh, I as far as visited, I think off the top of my head, four or five.
That's it? Mm-hmm. I thought there'd be more. All right, how long were you in Bahrain?
Total, it was about 3 years.
Nice. Was Bahrain your favorite country that you've been to?
I'd say yes. It's where I spent the most time, so...
You got more attached to it.
I kind of have more memories there. Other places I just visited.
Okay. Can you give me your top three favorite countries? Obviously, number one's Bahrain.
I liked Morocco. Nice. And I didn't really care for Spain. England was nice.
So isn't Bahrain an island kind of in between Africa and Asia, kind of?
It's off the coast of Saudi Arabia. I want to say it's the southeastern coast. It's near the United Arab Emirates.
Okay, so it's kind of like by the Middle East and northwest of Africa, or northeast, sorry. So, where in Bahrain were you? Like, what city?
It was called Manama.
Okay. What did you like most about that city, or any of the other cities you went to?
I just really enjoyed the people. I thought it was an amazing experience. It was really cool to meet people from all over the world, and most of them were fluent in 3 to 4 languages. So to listen to them talk and bounce in and out of language to language to language was very interesting, and kind of made me realize that maybe I wasn't as highly educated as I'd like to think I was.
So since you've been to all these other countries, to you, what does it mean to be an American?
Oh, it's still the best country on the planet.
But
there were a lot of things that I liked about Bahrain, but it is a monarchy, and I just think that the democratic way of living is in the best interest of the people.
Okay, but so to you, does being an American mean like freedom and like whatever? What kind of like that? What is that? What does it mean to you like that?
It definitely means freedom. It means being able to choose. It also means being able to kind of have your own perspectives and thoughts and be allowed to voice those. In Bahrain, there's very much a disparity between the very wealthy and the very poor. And not that we don't have that in the United States, but I think that the voice of the people is heard much better here.
Okay, so what are the three words? What are three words you would use to describe America?
Independence.
Okay.
Freedom.
Okay.
And probably fairness.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right, thank you. That's all the questions we have for you today.
Thank you.